Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 164 on April the 30th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Microvision, Inc., The Mosaic Company, and General Electric, and we discussed three new trades on Vaxart, Inc., the United States Natural Gas Fund, and the Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading and technical analysis that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets took another pause this week, with week-over-week values changing very little. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 168 points, closing the week at 33,874 points. The S&P 500 index gained 1 point. That's right, one whole point, closing the week at 4,181 points. So now it's time to get into the topic of the week. And this week, I wanted to discuss analyzing your trading results and making adjustments. Now, it's very easy to simply move from trade to trade each and every day. You can get wrapped up in searching for new opportunities, and it's just easy to spend more time focused on even execution or money management or all the other aspects of trading. Now, this week, I was reminded of the importance of analyzing your trade results and then making any adjustments needed to improve those results. So after 4 days of positive returns, positive trade results, I found myself slipping into some of my old bad habits on Friday. In fact, after a couple of consecutive losses, I realized that I had slipped into an old pattern indeed, and it's a well-established pattern, but it doesn't fit my current style. And as such, I took some trades that just weren't going to, they weren't high likelihood winning trades. So I had to take a step back and pause. And I don't really like having to just take a step back, but sometimes it's what's needed. And in looking at my trade results and then analyzing my emotions, my analysis, just looking at the entire package of what I was doing, I remembered that path. I remembered my past and how I would make trades that just weren't. Oftentimes I was trying to force trades rather than letting the market choose a direction, and then I was sort of sliding into those trades. So I forced myself to be a little patient. I took a step away from the market, and I had to look at my results. I tried my best to look at them with an unbiased eye, and then I looked at why I was losing money rather than making money. And so I made an adjustment that largely was guided by patience. So that patience allowed me to fall right back into the groove of making winning trades. And it's always great to start back making winning trades and to finish the week on the positive rather than the negative. So I wanted to point that out today just because, well, two things. A, one of the things that had me making mistakes on the fifth day was that I was trying to catch every move. And it just reminded me that you don't need to be a part of every move in the market. You don't have to trade every move. Of course, that's another topic for another week, but it was important for me to take a step back and adjust, analyze why I was losing, and then make adjustments that would get me back to winning. So definitely analyze your results and make any adjustments that you need in order to get back into a winning streak so that you don't continue with muscle memory making poor trades. So that's it for this week's topic of the week. Let's get into the results of last week's trades. So we'll start off with the covered call. We were looking at Microvision Inc., symbol M as in Mike, V as in Victor, I as in India, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $17.97 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling that May 18 call at $3.40, hoping for a 19% return in 4 weeks. Well, Microvision stock lost $2.72 this week, closing at $15.25 per share. The option that we sold fell $1.80, leaving us with a net loss of only 92 cents on the week. Now, it's important to remember that our initial break-even price was $14.57 per share, so we are still well above that at this point. That gives us a bit of a heads up that there's still some profit in this trade. So I would actually look to repurchase this option, the option we sold, and roll the strike lower down to the May 16 strike. If you sell that call at $2.05, that puts you back into profit immediately, but it does lower your overall maximum return from 19% in 4 weeks to 14% in the next 3 weeks. So I still like the trade, but it always just depends on your risk profile, and you have to take any trade analysis done by someone else with a grain of salt because it may or may not fit your capital requirements and your risk metrics. All right, so let's look at the second trade from last week. This one was a credit spread on Mosaic, the Mosaic company, symbol M as in Mike, O as in Oscar, S as in Sierra. At the time, the stock was trading for $33.95 per share. I looked at selling the May 33 half, 33 put spread at 18 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. Well, Mosaic stock gained $1.23 per share this week, ending the week at $35.18. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is now even more out of the money, and the options were pricing a bit higher, showing a mark-to-market loss of 3 cents. However, we know that this spread is worth less than where it was a week ago, because the stock has moved away from our strikes. So if the stock stays in its current range, we will lock in an 18 cents profit in 3 more weeks. So definitely keep track of the break-even point and where stock is, and have a game plan for if stock heads lower. For this trade, I like it as is. I wouldn't make any adjustments. And our final trade for review from last week was a debit spread on General Electric, symbol G as in Golf, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $13.55 per share. I looked at buying the May 13, 13 half call spread, paying 32 cents for the spread, which could give us a maximum gain of 18 cents, which would be a 56 and a quarter percent return in 4 weeks. Well, GE stock lost 43 cents this week, finishing the week at $13.12 on Friday. The in-the-money call spread we bought is now just at the money, and the spread is currently pricing for 20 cents, which is a mark-to-market loss of 12 cents on the spread. Now, the only adjustment I would make on this trade would be selling it, if you aren't comfortable with the risk, of course. So we are 20 cents less than the break-even price. So that selling spread could actually be the right answer. I would not look to sell a call spread against this. I also wouldn't, there's always the possibility that this stock will rally over the next 3 weeks, and that new short call spread that you sold might actually create more losses than your maximum risk on the initial trade. So, personally, I look to wait a few days, get a sense of what stock is doing. Remember, you can sell these spreads prior to expiration. So, even if you don't end up selling it fully in the money, the spread will have some intrinsic value. If stock goes a little bit higher, it'll have some value prior to expiration. So, you don't have to ride a trade that you bought all the way to zero, right? You can always exit early and try to lock in basically not lock in a profit, but you'd be minimizing your total loss. Like, we paid 32 cents for the spread, so let's say I decide to sell the spread for 12 cents, even though that be a loss of 20 cents, it would not be a loss of 32 cents, right? Because I would have minimized my loss on the trade by just selling the spread. So you always have another decision to make when you're trading options that still have some time left. We have 3 more weeks on this trade, and it's just a matter, once again, of whether or not you feel like you need to exit the trade now or give it some time. I'm finding that in my trading, patience is becoming the style of choice. Patience has led to more wins this year than losses. So that's it for the trade review for this past week. This week's trades, we are still looking at the May 21st expiration for all of these trades. That is 3 weeks from now. So we'll start off with the covered call. Looking at Vaxart Inc., symbol V as in Victor, X as in X-ray, R as in Romeo, T as in Tango. Looking at buying that stock for $10.78 and selling the May 11 call at $2.20, which could give us a maximum return of 22.45% in 3 weeks. Now, granted, this stock is on a tear higher right now. There's a level of volatility here, indicative of this call price being $2.20. I mean, it's twice, that's 20% of the strike. So, this is a significant, this trade has some risk to it. So I would only look at this trade if you're comfortable with all of the metrics, and certainly, it has to fit your risk profile for anything, because I like to discuss the trades that I make on this show, and the trades I'm looking at, rather than give advice, right? So here we go. I would look at entering this trade by buying the VXRT stock for $10.78 per share, and then selling the May 11 call at $2.20. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $11 per share. The break-even price is $8.58 per share. The stock purchase in real terms would require $1,078, and you would collect $220 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread. Looking at the United States Natural Gas Funds, an ETF, symbol UNG, U as in uniform, N as in November, G as in golf. Stock ended the week at $10.51 per share, and I'm looking at selling the May 10.5/10 put spread at 16 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 34 cents per spread. Now, you enter this trade by selling the May 10.5 put at 30 cents and concurrently buying the 10 put for 14 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. And this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $10.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $10.34. And in real terms, you will collect $16 per spread that you sell and have a total of $34 per spread at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, symbol N as in November, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, H as in hotel. Stock ended the week at $31.05 per share. I'm looking at buying the May 30.5/31 call spread, paying 33 cents per spread, then give us a maximum gain of 17 cents or a 51.5% return in 3 weeks. You enter this trade by buying the May 30.5 call for $2.05 and concurrently selling the May 31 call at $1.72. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $31 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $30.83 per share, and in real terms, you'll pay $33 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $17 per spread. So that's it for this week's trades, this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for sharing. I've had a number of you share the podcast and actually email me about it. You guys are amazing. I have the best fans out there, so thank you so much. Also, thank you to those of you who have subscribed to the YouTube channel. I'll be making a couple of videos to show this trade, this week's trades, on the to post the podcast on YouTube. So that's it. Thank you for following me wherever you hear the show. And until next week, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.